start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we are at the January 28th, 2020 City Hall meeting. 2020. Every time I look at that, it's just crazy. Somebody was saying to me, a little over 20 years ago, we're all worried, well, some of you are too young to worry about it, but the Y2K thing, how the world's going to come to an end. And I'm going to tell you a little story about this, too. So, been in the hardware business a while, but there was a couple of customers, and I won't say names, I don't think they live in the area anymore, but I remember the one person came in the store and was looking to buy all these crazy things, the handheld radios that you crank to get reception, and said, yeah, there's people buying them. And if any of you did it, sorry, because I'm going to make fun of you. But there's people buying clothes for their kids, you know, 6 months out so they can grow into them. Because they're worried, like, boats are going to shut down and stuff like that. Crazy. Anyway, that was 20 years ago. Hard to believe, isn't it? And it's been like 30, what, 5 years since the Bears won a Super Bowl. But anyway, roll call, please.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Milshewski.
Here.
Flocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Nay.
Chirulis. Absent. Peterson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Saying none. We have a presentation today, and I'm going to turn this over to Tim because we have an exciting one for the Flags of Valor presentation. We did, what, 70 flags, and was it like $1,800?
$1,800.
Yeah. Yeah, come on up. Yeah, I'll let you talk, but this is exciting stuff. This thing is just growing. It's amazing. If you want me to, that's awesome.
So there's just really two things we wanted to discuss. One, we do have a check presentation. So a check presentation. 2 years ago, we worked with the American Legion on starting a way to kind of show our patriotism for the city. And with Veterans Day, we did Flags of Valor. The first year, we did so-so. We were kind of rushing to get it up. And we did about 35-40 flags. And there was a $300 in donations to the American Legion. This year, we doubled that. We're proud to say that we did $1,813.50 this year to the American Legion for the Flags of Valor. We're hoping that will grow over the years, and we're real excited about working with them. The second thing is last year, the commander and I worked with the Representative Keith Mueller on getting a House resolution passed. It was House Resolution HR 0450, which recognized the war memorial in Town Square. And at this year's Memorial Day ceremony, we'll have a plaque dedication there, recognizing the state resolution on the plaque, this war memorial there. And we did that because we were hoping then that that will allow the American Legion with state and federal historical societies to get that listed. And that way people coming to visit Yorkville would know that we have a war memorial. So just want to say thank you very much to the commander and working with the Legion on that.
Well, I'd like to thank the city and Parks and Rec especially for partnering up with us and showing the patriotism that this city can show, and actually partnering up with us in a number of different things. So as a team, we're creating new sports activities, a lot of new things. The park itself was never listed as a memorial on the official memorial list for the state, and we never realized that. So with Tim's help, we were able to get it recognized and make it official. So it's going to be exciting that actually have a plaque, and it will be an official monument. So we're excited about that, and I thank the city and Parks and Rec for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Citizen comments on the agenda? Nope. Consent agenda? None. Minutes for approval? Is there a motion to approve the minutes from January 14th?
So.
Our Peterson?
Second.
Milshewski? Any comment? All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Bill payments? We have bills. $1,511,037.66 for vendors. Payroll ending 1-10 of $309,946.90 for a total of $1,820,984.56. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Frieders. Any discussion?
I have a quick question.
Please.
Aaron, I just have two questions. I meant to send these on email on Friday, but they got away from me. Regarding the Kendall Hospitality LLC, the TIF incentive check, that's for the hotel.
Yes.
Is there another one coming through for like the event center, or is this it?
That was it.
That's it?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's finalized at $688.84?
Yes.
There were some holdbacks on a couple things that need complete, like landscaping stuff. They can't complete that until the spring.
There's a performance bond. The city's holding performance bond for the landscaping. Everything else was done. The amount deducted for engineering fees that were still outstanding.
Got
so that was deducted from your incentive check.
Okay. So that is the final check then?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then the second question is actually more a question for you.
Who's you?
Carrie.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure what you were pointing to.
So on page 22 of the PDF, there's all the different Comcast bills from all of the different locations where we have Comcast. Is this something, as far as our internet's concerned, where we're going to be able to either consolidate or move to MetroNet and get a cheaper rate, or is that something where we're kind of beholden to Comcast for the current time?
Right now we are locked in with Comcast, but we will be looking at our services this spring and possibly going out for
sweet. All right. Just checking. Sorry, I didn't send an email. Thank you.
Other questions, comments? Thank you for those. Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. On the mayor's report, I do have, as you might imagine, some unwritten things. So, and Aaron was able to help me with this. This is awesome. So, I'm going to tell you, I've been doing this for, about 8 months now, whatever the heck it's been. And I had absolutely the most fun being mayor Wednesday. I got to go to 3 different schools and speak to second graders. I went to Circle Center. There was one class there. I went to Autumn Creek. They had 2 classes in one. In the afternoon, I went to Bristol Grade School. Spoke to, I think, there were 2 or 3 classes. There was over 100 second graders. And they're doing some community leaders study, and so I was invited, and oh my gosh, it was wonderful. The first school, Circle Center, went in the circle on the left, first door on the left, and I was talking to Mr. Jensen and Mr. Deuce about this. That was Mr. Rados, that was Mrs. Mead's, I think it was English class. That's where I remember having a class in there. And so I got to talk to these second graders. They asked questions. What's it like to be mayor? Do you have a special house that you live in, kind of like the White House? I'm like, no, I really don't.
But we're working on it.
Yeah, I think they asked something about, do you have a special vehicle or do you have protection? I said, well, sometimes the police chief's around, but, if there's any perks. And then one of them asked, what recommendation do you give if you want to be a mayor someday or leader, any advice? And I said, they were. I'm like, gosh, I had to think a little bit. So a couple things I told them. I said, well, always listen to other people. I said, you realize the older you get, and it's funny, my dad used to tell me this too, but you realize you don't know everything, so it's good to listen to people for advice. I said, but after you get all the advice, I said, you make a decision, you stand by it. It's your decision, you stand by it. So that was some of the advice I gave. And then at the end, well, maybe the beginning of one class and another class, we did the, what they call the dab or whatever you do that. Anyone familiar with that? You got young kids, you're familiar with that. And then we did the floss too, so it was awesome. Fantastic time. I absolutely loved it, so. Yes.
Do we have pics or video of that?
I want to see you do the floss.
No, we don't. How about that? I couldn't take a picture of myself. But it was a blast. So anyway, that was all I had. Nothing official. All of that just to me was fantastic. So, Public Works, Mr. Bulger, you got a lot going on here, boy.
PW 2020-02. Motion to approve the Water Department report for October, November, and December.
Second by Frieders. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The 2019 Road to Better Roads Program request for change of plans and engineering final payment. It's PW 2020-05.
Making a motion to approve the 2019 Road Better Roads Program request for change and the plans and engineering final payment estimate authorized the mayor to execute.
Second.
Second by Peterson. Oh my God. I'm writing down initials. I realize there's three JPs I'm writing down here tonight.
He's actually AP.
What's that? Oh, AJP.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, that helps me a lot. Anyway, so yes. Brad, is this you? You want to give just a quick recap what this is?
Sure. This is a wrap up to the 2019 program. So change order, substantial reduction in the overall contract, price per contract, in the, basically the major change was we used a lot less patching than anticipated, so that resulted in significant savings.
And this is required by the state that we do this for?
Is
correct?
Documentation correct? Yes.
Okay. Car, roll call.
Yes.
Roll call on this one. Oh, did you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Sorry. I know how that goes. I do that. Roll call, please.
Tranzier.
Aye.
Flosher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Now we're on the PW 2020-06. A motion to approve an MFT resolution for the 2020 Road to Better Roads program. And authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Okay. Any questions on this one? So this is, if I recall correctly, $754,000 approximately. This is the engineer's estimate only. This is for McHugh from Countryside to Kennedy, White Oak subdivision as well. And we're expecting to have the bids by the end of March.
That's correct.
Okay, and then we'll actually know the numbers then.
Yes.
So, good thing I wrote notes. Any questions? Comments? Nothing? Roll call, please.
Flocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tranzier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And one last thing on that. I have to thank my interim engineer on that one. Aaron, she answered the question for me at the department meeting because Brad was unable to make it, so.
Thank you, Aaron.
Okay, thank you. Continue.
Public Works Committee Number 4, PW 2020-07. Make a motion to approve an ordinance amending the traffic schedule and index, Bluebird Lane and Prairie Crossing Drive, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Sorry.
I don't know who that was. Coke? Okay, get him involved today. Okay. Okay, and this is just a cleanup. The streets on opposite sides are different names. Is that what it is? And so it's a cleanup something we did in November, December. Okay. Questions? Comments? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Flocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Public Works Number 5, PW 2020-08. A motion to accept the quote and award contract to Linco Equipment Sales Inc. of 2168 East 88th Drive, Maryville, Indiana, 46410, in the amount of $47,126.17 for the repair and rehabilitation of truck Y23, a 2006 International single axle dump truck, and to accept the quote and award contract for BP Load Corp of 5778 West Barstow, Francisco,
Fresno,
California, 93722, in the amount of $52,243 exactly. For the repair and rehabilitation of truck Y9, a 2008 International tandem axle drum truck.
Second.
We're fixing trucks.
Second. By Frieders. Mr. Peterson.
I'm just curious on the 2008 International tandem. Is that actually, we're not sending it to Fresno, California, right?
Right.
There's a little program.
Yeah.
I guess that would be a little like that. They're working with Luke.
Okay. Good question. Real good question. Mr. Frieders.
And then we're also buying.
We have purchased it.
That's what we approved. The
last quarter, I think.
Okay.
Yes. So we're going to extend the latitude and purchase a new one. We'll be ready for next fall season.
Nice.
So that that'll get, we have a newer one, a few years old, right?
2016.
So it means four of the big ones, four of the nine, will be in pretty good shape, and we'll keep working on that. We definitely are. So.
Everyone has some airbox pressures.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Plocher?
No, that was it.
EDC report? Ms. Milshewski?
No report.
Thank you. Wasn't sure. Okay, I forget. Who's the vice chair of public safety? No, who's the vice chair?
Oh, the vice chair.
I always just look at Ken.
Oh, okay. See, no report. I see there's no report. I just thought what he wanted to say that. There's no report. Admin committee?
No report.
Park board? We have on here a resolution accepting BSN Sports LLC's bid to provide 2020 Youth Baseball and Softball League uniforms and equipment. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Cool. Second by Tim here. Question? Comment? Tim? Oh, sorry.
Comment is everything that is being purchased is covered by the registration fees for baseball players. So this is more of a, it will be a pass-through, but it's also something that's necessary because we can't have them out there without uniforms. That's just not appropriate.
Check it.
A little off topic on it. Didn't we know how we did on this last year?
Yeah, I'm still finalizing the final budget, but I mean, overall, we either met or exceeded expectations in the budget that was approved by the city council a year and a half ago.
What do you think
of it?
Would we be able to have
that?
I was curious about it.
Yeah, I was going to present something to the park board and then we can bring it to the city council.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Peterson?
Are you guys doing a dinner dance or have some kind of fundraiser this year?
We are not.
A what fundraiser?
A fundraiser for the
baseball.
Yeah,
YYBS used to do a.
They're doing one this year too.
Oh, it might be for the travel.
It might be. I've heard inklings that people keep asking, so I wasn't sure if it was sorted with the travel. Assuming it's probably travel.
Yeah, I would assume it is travel.
Yeah, YYBS is doing one. Okay. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have planning and zoning. A couple items here. Is there a motion to approve PZC 2019-28 and EDC 2019-100 ordinance amending the zoning regulations for mobile food and retail vendor vehicles operating on private property?
So moved.
Second by, was it Frieders? Okay, Christy.
So if you recall, a couple of months ago, we approved an amendment to the business and license section of the city code to not require a certificate of registration for those food vendors that are on private property that have three or less vehicles. So this is the zoning code that referenced the certificate of registration is required for private property. So we're just cleaning it up.
Questions, comments? We'll do a roll call.
Milshewski?
Yeah.
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, is there a motion to approve PZC 2019-31 and EDC 2019-98 ordinance approving special use for freestanding solar energy system and wind energy system at 2800 North Bridge Street, which is the Wrigley manufacturing?
So moved.
Second.
Funkhauser, who was second over here? Read it again. Okay. Questions, comments? Christy, this is just a cleanup?
Well, this is a pre-existing.
Okay, thank you.
It's a sign, actually, that has power provided by solar and wind energy in front of the Wrigley development. So the contract of Brian Warner of Continental Electric submitted a permit request. We reminded him that there was a special use process. We went through the special use process. It was approved unanimously by the city, by the allowed on the plains. Right now, our special use does not allow that. So once this is approved, staff will move forward with a text amendment so that other people that want to do freestanding solar and wind can have the opportunity to put signage on the plains if they want it.
Questions, comments? Oh, please.
Do we know if the windmill itself was named in honor of former Alderman Colosimo?
I'll let Ryan come here.
What was that?
There was a previous alderman who used to sit where Alderman Transier is sitting, who was
also an attorney.
Yeah, also an attorney. He was a huge proponent of wind systems. Just wanted to make sure that if you guys ever have to name it, I mean, just a piece of scotch tape over a regular label would work, but I just wanted them to know that it's the official honorary Carlo Colosimo windmill.
It's called CC.
Well, I think Colosimo is regal. It's got like a bow tie on it. I think it'd be great.
Bow tie on it. That's pretty funny.
Give a shout out to my friend Carlo.
I think it'd be better if his likeness illuminated.
So, well, we want to track business. I might scare him.
And then there was also, I believe the other leverage that we had was that, yeah, we can keep it there, but we got to bring those lime Skittles back. Because this isn't a joke. I mean, this is real politics here. I know you have nothing to do with that, but just want to throw that out there again.
Maybe you disconnected the electricity of the green line.
That's funny. Any other questions or comments? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Plocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Lime.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I took that as an aye.
You did.
I thought you said aye. Four.
Lime.
Okay. City Council report. Anyone?
I have a quick update.
Please.
The National Suicide Prevention and Action Month Proclamation, our language for the 2020 proclamation has been approved, and we'll be adopting that here shortly. This year we're working with, not only with Hope for the Day, but we're working with the local NAMI affiliate, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So not only is the goal of the proclamation to discuss the available mental health resources in each of our communities, it's also helping cities like ours filter out through whether it's public or private practice, and also being able to allow municipalities the option of giving their employees and constituents actual and legitimate mental health resources. And we've done that through a partnership with Aunt Bertha. If you guys don't know what Aunt Bertha is, it is a system that actually vets and researches the resources that it then provides to people who use their search database. So eventually we will actually have the research or the resource database linked through the Yorkville website in addition to the Hope for the Day website, and they are also available on the NAMI website. But basically the goal of the proclamation was to point out suicide as an issue. Number two, say that resources are available. Now we're actually going to be able to provide those resources for each community and then remind people that they are enough. So I'm looking forward to Mayor Purcell reading the proclamation. And as far as outreach, I have yet to send out a single email, but I spoke with Administrator DeSanto in Oswego, and they are municipality number two to jump on the 2020 NSPAM. So I'm pretty fired up. Thanks,
awesome.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Anyone else? Mr. Funkhauser.
I don't know if I'm going to take this from Tim or not, but being a member of the Kiwanis, the city is partnered with Kiwanis for a top golf outing on Thursday, March 5th. So it is bound to be an absolutely fantastic event. A lot of good people are planning to be there. So if you can, join us.
It'll be fun. Thank you for that. Anything else? Other aldermen? Community and liaison reports? Carrie, do you have anything for us? Okay. Just, I knew you wanted to speak earlier. Okay. Staff report? Any other staff want to give any updates? Pete, everything? Just briefly, Pete, I asked him to give us some numbers on building permits last year.
Okay.
Yo, you don't have a mic over there. What's the deal? Why don't we have mics over there?
Sorry.
Oh, no, I just never noticed it.
Bear's pretty tough.
Okay. So basically, the mayor asked me to update you as far as calendar year last year, calendar year this year, building permits. Last year for single-family homes, we had 210. This year we're at 143, which is we're down 67, which seems like a large discrepancy in it. But what we found in our research and talking to the builders is Council of Rulers had an extreme amount of stock moving into this new year. They had overbuilt, which was a trend they had in the whole state. So that was 30 homeless was accounted for that in the Park Grand Reserve. The other part were like pulling winter foundations. We had a pretty bad spring this year. So as far as single family attached, this year we did 35, and last year we had 36, which we were duplexes. Commercial permits last year we had 130. This year we have had 100. Last year we had 117, as opposed to 130 for 2018. The big difference is that miscellaneous permits, 2019 calendar year, we did 1,848. And then in the calendar year 2018, we only did 615.
650?
Yeah, 615.
615. Those are mostly what?
Those are mostly decks, fences, and windows, doors, things like that.
Roof siding? Is that?
Yeah, roof siding.
So a lot of that was due to the storm that came through.
700 of those was due to the storm. So
wow.
We're still
up without that, but
yeah,
quite
still
good.
Up without that.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is, even though we had more homes in 2018, the construction value added in the community was for 2018 was estimated $55,529,975. Where 2019 was $59,154,430, which was up $3.624 million.
What'd you say it was 59 last year?
59 for 2019 year. That was construction value.
Right.
And the year before that was 55.5.
Good.
So basically, it's $3.624 million more invested in the community. So that's how we track the added value of the community by the buildings that are constructed.
Nice. Thank you. Any questions? Perfect. Good information. Thank you. Okay. Any other staff reports? None. Additional business. I do have one other item. We did start budget discussions today, and those will be going forward in the next couple weeks. So I'm hoping next month or the month after we'll bring it to committee, Rob.
It should be to council
at the second meeting. Okay. Perfect. Anyway, so we started that today. Citizen comments? Any elected officials have any comments?
No.
Countywide elected officials? Okay. I'm still alive. Executive session?
No, you'll never know.
I was going to skip executive session unless somebody wants some updates.
No.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Leaders. Vote in all favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes.